Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord? Before I start, let's open up in prayer. Lord, thank you for this moment and for every person you brought here today. You know every heart in this room, every burden, every quiet prayer, and every part of the story we do not always know how to put into words. Thank you for being the kind of God who stays with us through the hard places and never gives up on us. As I share what you have done in my life, help me to be real, honest, and gentle. Let this be more than just words. Let people feel your love, your peace, and the hope that only you can give. And for the one who may be hurting quietly today, please let them know that they are not alone and that they are deeply loved by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning's message is Faith on the Open Road. It's my testimony and the mission of CMA and what CMA has done in my life. Today isn't just another Sunday, it's Biker Sunday. A day where chrome, leather, and the roar of engines become instruments of worship. A day where God reminds us he meets people not only in the pews, but on highways, back roads, and in the places that most folks never think to look. When you think about the road, think about the many signs it has. Yield, stop, do not enter, wrong way, merge, and detour. Most of us have learned the hard way. If you're ignoring the signs long enough, the road will humble you. If your tire is low, you feel it. If your tank is empty, you won't think positive the way to the next exit. And spiritually, it's the same. Some of us look fine sitting still, but when life starts moving, the truth shows up. The road reveals what's really going on in us. That's why I love that God that meets people on the move, because on the road there's less pretending. Sometimes all you've got is an honest prayer that sounds like, Lord, help me. And I'm here to tell you today that God honors that prayer. Some people think ministry only happens behind the pulpit, but God has been proving for a long time that he does some of his best work out in the wild. Today I want to share how God met me, shaped me, and used CMA to change my life, and why CMA is far more than just patches and rides. It's a mission field on two wheels. Before we go any further, Jesus' words from Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." My prayer today is simple, that God uses my story to shine into someone's dark place. Not just where the road has taken me, but how God kept meeting me again and again along the way. I believe it was about 20 years ago, around 2006, at the Blaney Park Rendezvous motorcycle rally, that I encountered two CMA members, who I'm honored to say they're with us today, Alice and Lonnie. And I need you to hear this clearly. I wasn't walking with Christ then. I wasn't living a Christian life. I was angry, verbally abusive, using alcohol and drugs just to function. I told myself I wasn't hurting anyone, but the truth was, I was hurting the people that were closest to me. That season, I was also diagnosed with PTSD and a traumatic brain injury. But I refused counseling. I refused help. I believe I could handle it all on my own. That weekend, at the rally, I kept stopping by the CMA booth, talking, listening. Then on Saturday, something happened that changed everything. Alice, Lonnie, and a few other CMA members prayed for me. No judgment, no lecture, just prayer. That day a seed was planted. It didn't feel dramatic, it felt ordinary. Noise was all around, people walking by, conversations everywhere, and there I stood, carrying anger like a weight that I could not set down. Smiling on the outside and fighting on the inside. What stays with me in this is they didn't treat me like a project. They didn't talk down to me or try to fix me. They stood with me in a calm that said, you matter to God and you matter to us. When they prayed, it felt like somebody put a hand on the steering wheel of my life and gently started turning it just a few degrees. Not enough to notice right away, but enough that miles down the road, I'd be headed somewhere different. That's what prayer does. It's not always fireworks. Sometimes it's alignment. God doesn't change your whole world in a moment. He changes your direction and lets time and grace do the rest. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave it growth. Alice planted the seed, others watered it, and God, at the right time, brought the harvest. For years, God was working on me, and I didn't even know it. That seed followed me into counseling, into a broken marriage, into the darkest moments of my life. And when I finally hit rock bottom, the seed was ready to grow. After that, it seemed like everywhere I went, CMA was there. And Alice and Lonnie were there. Each time she prayed for me and my family. That's how God works sometimes. He sends someone ahead of you to start praying for you before you're ready to change. That wasn't the beginning of my faith story. I was raised Catholic in South Louisiana and I always believed in God, but I didn't truly know Him. There was a void. Later, a Baptist church, I encountered the love and mercy of Jesus in a new way. And on August 2nd, 1987, I gave my life to Christ, and it changed me. 2 weeks later, I left for Navy basic training and served as a religious petty officer leading the nightly prayers. After graduation, I drifted. I stopped praying. Stopped going to church. I still believe, but I still wasn't living a Christian life. In 1990, I was sent to Iceland during the Gulf War buildup. It was difficult, but it pushed me back towards God. In 1995, my wife, son, and I moved to Mississippi. We weren't attending church regularly, and my struggles with alcohol, anger, and a destructive behavior continued. I'm not going to soften this. My life was headed straight to hell and destruction. I was angry. I was controlling, cold, deceitful. I was exhausting to be around. My family lived in fear of my outburst, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't break free. After a back injury and surgery and 13 months of rehab, I knew I needed Christ again. We met a pastor, started attending the church, and on June 7, 1998, my wife and I recommitted our lives and were baptized together. It was renewal. But when we moved to Michigan in 2001, we tried another church, and we were deeply hurt there. We felt unwelcomed. I walked away angry and vowed to never return. That hurt, left unchecked, slowly pulled me away from God again. With excuses and frustration, I returned to old habits of alcohol, drugs, and womanizing. In 2010, I started counseling, but I didn't take it seriously. After a failed suicide attempt in 2013, I was on the verge of losing my family, and I tried to change, but I was still empty. Then God led me to a Christian counselor at the VA. After my second suicide attempt, I had told her I'd do anything to rebuild my trust with my wife and kids. And during counseling, she says, "You talk a lot of your faith, so I'm going to give you three words: lean on Christ." Those words stopped me cold. I sat in my truck after the session, and I broke down. Right there, I prayed and asked God to change me into the man that He created me to be. And I felt a peace, that same peace that I felt back in August 1987. It was as if the chains broke and I was set free. And even before I stepped back into a church, God had already begun transforming my life. Something changed in me, but what matters most is this: God began changing my heart before I ever found a way back into a pew. Looking back now, I can clearly see His fingerprints on my life, reaching all the way back to the seed that was planted years earlier in Blaney Park. God was building a bridge between where I was and where He was calling me, and that bridge was CMA. So let me be crystal clear, especially for those who may not know CMA. CMA is not a biker club with a Jesus sticker on it. CMA is a ministry with a clear purpose of evangelism and discipleship in a community many churches struggle to reach. Its vision is simple and powerful: changing the world one heart at a time. That vision is lived out through outreach to the motorcycling community, Run for the Sun partnerships with world reaching ministries, and training members to live out biblical truth with a servant's heart, simply saying, "We are here if you need us." That's important because some people think CMA is about a patch, but the patch is just a doorway. It opens conversations. It builds trust in a culture that can be suspicious of church people. But it quietly says, if you are hurting, if you are searching, you are not alone. And here's what I respect deeply. CMA is interdenominational, firmly rooted in the core truths of our faith: the Bible, the Trinity, salvation through Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the return of Christ. So the goal isn't branding. The goal isn't image. The goal is Jesus. Always Jesus. CMA gave me a way back. So on July 14, 2021, I joined CMA. I didn't join because I had it all together. I joined because God was piecing me back together. That seed Alice and Lonnie planted started to bloom. CMA became my family, a place where faith felt real again. CMA gave me purpose. CMA didn't just give me something to do, it helped me understand who I belong to. And that's important, because if you don't know who you are, you'll believe the wrong voice. For years, I believed I was too broken, too angry, too messed up, too far gone. But Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is in new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. CMA didn't force behavior change first. They walked with me while God did a heart change. Here's what I learned. God doesn't clean you up so you'll come to Him. He brings you to Him, and He does the cleaning. Some people think church is for people who have it together, but CMA taught me church is for people who know they don't. CMA reminded me that ministry isn't about perfection, it's about obedience. God didn't ask me to forget my past, He redeemed it. My anger, God softened it. My story, God uses it. My scars, God points them and says, that's evidence of my grace. And if God can refine my identity, He can redefine yours. CMA taught me ministry isn't confined to the pulpit. It happens in gas stations, campgrounds, rallies, roadside diners. It happens when somebody says, I don't know why I'm telling you this. It happens when God opens a door and you walk through it. CMA gave me a mission, change the world, one heart at a time. But God didn't stop restoring me. He continued to shape me. God never restores us halfway. When He starts a work, He keeps forming us and placing us in communities where growth is unavoidable. I have served every weekend since, not because I have it together, but because service became part of my healing. God used that faithfulness to strengthen what He was rebuilding in me. That is one of the most beautiful things about God's work. He uses different ministries in different parts of our journey. CMA gave me a brotherhood, a purpose, a place to serve, but God was not finished with me yet, and He strengthened me through that community. He has also led me into another ministry that took the healing deeper. One of those ministries God keeps using to shape me was Curex, a 3-day Christian renewal weekend centered on worship, testimony, prayer, scripture, and honest conversation. For me, it became more than a weekend event. It became a place where I stopped trying to look strong and finally let God deal with what was still broken in me. When I first stepped into that Curex weekend, I could sense that God was calling me to more than attendance. He was calling me to honesty, sitting with men who carried their own scars, failures, and private battles. I realized that I was not the only one carrying things in silence. There is something powerful about a room where masks start coming off. Things I had buried for years finally came to surface, and instead of condemnation, I found brothers who were willing to listen, pray, and stand with me. God met me there in a way that was personal, quiet, and undeniable. That's why I have kept serving Curex weekends, not because I have arrived, but because serving became part of how God kept healing me. Every time I show up, I remember what it felt like to be one of the ones who needed prayer, truth, and a safe place to come clean before God. When I think about weekends, I think about the recent Curex that was held here. I cannot help but see my own story in them. I know what it is like to walk in carrying things you cannot fix by yourself. I know what it's like to need God to break through pride, shame, and fear. So when I see this church open its doors for Curex, I do not see just an event on a calendar. I see this as holy ground where God is still restoring lives. In many ways, ministries like this have prepared my heart to trust the church again, because they showed up and showed me what the church looks like when grace is real. In September of 2022, I attended a fellowship weekend at the very church that I had said I would never grace the doors of again. I met the pastor, and we talked. And that Sunday, my wife and I attended service. And we have been there every Sunday since. In July 2024, I was elected deacon at that church. In November 2024, I became the head deacon. And on November 30th, 2025, after completing my coursework, I was ordained and commissioned as a chaplain. Here is what I have learned. Never tell God that you will never. Just listen to Him, because He is seeing your tomorrow. CMA also walked with me through a storm. In June 2024, I was diagnosed with early stage chronic myeloid leukemia. Doctors believed it was treatable, but not curable. I had an amazing team of doctors at Frederick Hospital Cancer Center in Milwaukee. But more than that, I knew God was with me. Before leaving for the cancer center, I was prayed over. And on the drive, I was at complete peace. And I told my wife, they're not going to find anything. God has healed me. I stood on scripture and on faith, Isaiah 53:5 and Psalm 103:2-3. After visiting the cancer center, a few days later, the doctor called and said, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is there's no trace of leukemia, not even a marker. So I asked her, I said, what is the bad news? She said, as a medical doctor, I cannot explain why. And I told her, God healed me. And her response to me was, amen. What CMA did for me is doing for others every single day. My story is just one story. But CMA is part of something much bigger. CMA isn't a riding club. It's the mission field on two wheels. The road matters to God. Jesus didn't stay in one place. He walked. He traveled. He met people where they were. On roads, at wells, on hillsides. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man come to seek and save the lost. That word, seek, implies movement. CMA reflects that heart. We don't say, come find us. We go. We go where bikers gather. We go where churches are uncomfortable to send people. We go where stories are messy. Because that's where Jesus went. Some people will never walk into a church, but they will talk to somebody standing beside a bike. They'll listen to someone who understands the road. They'll accept prayer from someone who doesn't look like they have it all together. Sometimes we are the answer to Romans 10. The call to action regarding evangelism and sharing the gospel. The road becomes sacred not because of asphalt, but because God places His people on it. That's why we ride. That's why we pray where others won't. Because somewhere along the road, someone is waiting to hear hope. That's CMA. We meet people where they are and bring Jesus to the shoulder of their life. Romans 10 doesn't just ask people will believe, as people will believe, it also raises the question of who God will send. Sometimes, by God's grace, we are the answer to that question. CMA exists because the gospel doesn't move unless someone carries it. Because sermons don't preach themselves. Because faith doesn't grow in silence. And that is why CMA goes, because the gospel is meant to be carried to people where they are. That is why we ride. That is why we pray where others will not. Because somewhere along the road, someone is waiting to hear hope. And everybody thinks meeting people on the road is just a modern idea. But let me remind you, God has been doing roadside ministry for a long time. In Acts 8, there's a man riding down the road, an Ethiopian official reading scripture and not understanding it. God speaks to Philip and basically says, "Go, catch up to that chariot." Philip runs up, starts a conversation, explains Jesus, and that man's life changes right there on the road. I love that, because the setting wasn't a synagogue, it wasn't a temple service, it wasn't a perfect moment with perfect people. It was travel, it was movement, it was questions. It was a heart searching while life kept rolling. That's the world we live in. People are moving fast, hurting quietly, and searching secretly. And God is still saying to his people, catch up, walk with them, explain hope, and offer Jesus. CMA in a sentence, we catch up to people where they are. We bring Jesus to the shoulder of their life. Every year, CMA takes part in something called Run for the Sun. Now, this matters. Run for the Sun isn't about money. It's about missions. Though Run for the Sun CMA supports, it opens doors reaching persecuted Christians. Missionary ventures, transportation for the missionaries. The Jesus Film Project, gospel to reach unreached people. And CMA itself, equipping ministry on the road. Every dollar becomes fuel, every mile becomes testimony, and every ride becomes a mission trip. Some people fly to preach, some people walk to serve. We ride, and God uses it. There is where most of us live the mission. Chapter ministry is showing up, serving, praying, being present, and building relationships. That is where we earn the right to be heard. That is where we love people until they ask why. Because you don't earn the right to speak into someone's life until they know that you care. That is what happened to me through simple presence, prayer, and consistency. CMA hosts and supports events that bring bikers together for worship, fellowship, and outreach. These events are places where walls come down, hearts open, testimonies are shared, healing begins, and riders encounter Jesus. Events are not just gatherings. They are holy ground on two wheels. As I look back on my journey, Jesus puts it this way in Matthew 7, 13 through 14. There are two paths, one wide and easy that leads to destruction, and one that's narrow and hard that leads to life. And I've lived both. The easy road led me away from Christ, away from being a man of God, and toward being a man of the world. But God never left me. He led me to another divided path, and this time I listened. So here's the question Jesus puts before every one of us. Which path will you take? Because Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus didn't say the wide road leads to peace. He said it leads to destruction. I've lived that road. The road says, do what feels right. Handle it yourself. You don't need help. And that road nearly cost me my marriage, my family, and my life. The narrow road says, follow me, trust me, and surrender. And surrender isn't weakness. It's a doorway to freedom. Jesus didn't force people to follow him. He invited them. Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Not performance, not perfection, rest. Some of you may be tired today, tired of fighting alone, tired of pretending, tired of carrying weight you were never meant to carry. Jesus isn't asking you to fix yourself. He's asking you to follow him on a different road. If you're here today and you need to say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I need you. You don't need fancy words. You don't need to perform. You don't need to explain anything. Right where you are, quietly talk to him. And if it helps you, I'll give you words that you can borrow. You can whisper something as simple as, Jesus, I'm tired of driving my life off of a cliff. I admit I need you. Forgive me. Change me. Lead me on the narrow road. I don't have it all figured out, but I'm saying yes to you today. Be my Savior and be my Lord. I also want to speak gently to anyone who's been battling darkness, depression, despair, the feeling that you don't matter, the feeling that nobody would miss you. But hear this, you are not alone. If you're carrying something heavy, allow a pastor or a leader to come alongside you and help you take that next step. That step might involve prayer, conversation, or practical support, often all of the above. God moves through prayer, and he also works through his people who are willing to care. If you would like someone to pray with you, there will be people ready to listen and stand with you after the service. CMA members and your church leaders will be available. No pressure, no expectations, just a place for prayer. Just like the prayer that was once planted the seed in my life. As I come to a close, I leave you with Jesus' words from John 10:27-28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Once you decide to follow Christ, nothing can steal you out of his hands. Troubles may come, but God will be with you through it all. Today, I am a new creation. God has taken my hand and brought me down the path less traveled. However, I'm still a work in progress, but thank God I'm not who the man I used to be. And if God can meet me on the road, He can meet you too. The kickstand goes up and the mission begins. Amen. Let us close in prayer. Lord, thank you for meeting us where we are. Thank you for CMA, for the mission, for the brotherhood, and for the open road. Use our lives, our stories, and our rides to reach people who need hope. Make us lights in dark places and ambassadors of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus Christ.